Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For a guy who can't contract his party's base, Romney's a million votes ahead. A million. He's ahead. He has more delegates than the other candidates combined. It's almost politically incorrect these days to say that Romney is winning. The fact is, Romney's winning, and he's winning pretty big. Now, anything can happen in politics. Straight line projections are very dangerous, and I'm not making any predictions, but I think the road ahead for any other candidate is exceedingly difficult, and the effort to deny him a majority looks like a long shot.
A long shot. There's Britt Hume with his opinion on how Mitt Romney is doing in the race so far. What's your opinion? Taking calls at 800-510-8255 on the countdown as we start Monday, the 19th of March, 2012, with a review of what has happened over the weekend, or at least since our last chat, even though we have a weekend program that's a review of last week's stuff. We start afresh today, but some of this stuff may sound like it's been around the horn once or twice. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Yesterday, Mitt Romney won a pretty decisive victory in Puerto Rico, capturing the 83% of the vote and picking up all of the 20 delegates. Rick Santorum finished a very distant second with 8. Gingrich was third with 2%. Ron Paul was fourth with 1%. If you're looking at the delegate count at this point in time, here's the way it stacks up. Mitt Romney is way out in front, has 518. Remember, 1,144 are needed to get the nomination, so he's not halfway there, but he's pretty close to being halfway there, another 100 votes or so. Rick Santorum has 239, and that makes him a long shot. Again, as Hume said, it's never a lock until you get everybody's hands. Like, it's never a deal that you get the check, right? Newt Gingrich has 139 of those votes, and Ron Paul is 69. You can figure that 69 votes will go easily to Romney, and maybe the rest of them will, too. Tomorrow is the Illinois primary, and then on Saturday, the Louisiana primary. So that's the way things are stacking up in terms of numbers. Let's listen to some of the weekend inverted infomercials for some of these candidates. Here's what Mitt Romney had to say in Puerto Rico when the vote had been counted, or most of it had come in.
There are only 20% of the votes in. And yet CNN has called it for me. And the reason they were... Apparently the reason they were able to make the call was that with only 20% in, 83% of the people of Puerto Rico, of those that voted, have voted for me. So that's a pretty good start. So I intend to become our nominee, and I intend to get Latino voters to vote for Republican and take back the White House. We're going to get that job done. Thank you to the people of Puerto Rico. Thank you to Governor Fortunio and Luce, his wife. Thank you to Zori and all the other people in Puerto Rico who helped us have this extraordinary victory. And by the way, 20 delegates, all the delegates that were in that contest are ours. So that's good news. Conservative principles are applying in Puerto Rico. And those people who don't think that Latinos will vote for Republican need to take a look in Puerto Rico and see there that conservative principles and Latino voters go together, and that Hispanic voters are going to vote for Republicans if we stand for something, conservative principles that bring growth and good jobs and rising home values. That's why we're going to win. We're going to get Latino voters to help us out.
You know, it's very interesting. When he was in Massachusetts as governor, he did very well with Latinos, did well with the Hispanic population, because he was thought of as someone who was abridging some of the problems that were a part of the landscape there. And so there are a lot of things. If you look back at Massachusetts, a lot of people want to take Romney care apart. But as someone who lives in Massachusetts and has been there all of my life, for the most part, I would say, even though I don't know that I was enthusiastic about him as governor, in comparison to some of the governors that we've had in the past, he was pretty solid. Anyway, let's get to Rick Santorum now, the loser. He was on ABC's This Week with Jonathan Carl.
front page of the New York Times today has a big headline saying Republicans are girding for a fight on the convention floor. You've been saying this for days, saying that basically nobody can really get a majority of the delegates before the convention. Are you saying essentially that your best chance of winning this nomination is a fight on the convention floor?
Well, we still believe that there are plenty of delegates out there for us to do what we've been doing, which is actually going out there and winning states and winning the tough battles and doing so over pretty overwhelming odds. If you consider the fact that we're, you know, to deal with Congressman Gingrich, Speaker Gingrich, who's in this race and certainly pulling more votes from us than he is from Governor Romney, and being outspent, you know, here in Illinois when I was just there yesterday, and, you know, by 10 to 1. Yet we're hanging in there, we're fighting, we're climbing because we've got the best message, the best contrast with President Obama, and the best vision for our country. And I think that's what people are responding to. And I think they're getting tired of the negative ads. They're getting tired of just tearing down the other side, which is what Romney has been doing now for two elections in a row, and really providing no real vision for the country.
But how likely do you think it is that this is going to come to a battle on the convention floor? As you know, this is something that Romney has said would doom the party's chances against Barack Obama.
Well, I don't think it dooms anybody's chances. Look, this is a primary process where somebody had a huge advantage, huge money advantage, huge advantage of establishment support. And he hasn't been able to close the deal and even come close to closing the deal. That tells you that there's a real flaw there. And the fact that we're able to do this just by having as I said before, a great message and the American people, the Republicans and conservatives lining up behind us, enthusiastically doing so, fighting the establishment, clawing our way, you know, into contention here, just tells you that people are looking for something different. They're looking for something that can, you know, go after President Obama and make the contrast. As I was saying yesterday out on the road in Illinois, I mean, there's increasingly, the more I look at the record of Governor Romney and match it up against Barack Obama, I feel like I'm doing a training run for the general election. The same issues I'm out there campaigning on against Governor Romney are the same issues I'm going to campaign against Barack Obama on, which is, you know, the government overreach in health care and cap and trade, trying to control the manufacturing energy sector of the economy. And of course, you know, the bailouts. All of these things are, you know, unfortunately, Governor Romney and Barack Obama are in the same place. So that's one of the reasons you're not seeing him close the deals, mandates.
Are you saying that there's not much difference between Romney and Obama?
On those issues, there clearly isn't. And as you know, Jonathan, those were the issues that really spurred our victory in 2010, was this idea of government mandates and control of the economy and, you know, the bailouts and the attempt to try to take over, the energy use in our country through cap and trade. And of course, the successful takeover of the economy, Obamacare. Governor Romney's on the same page as Barack Obama on all of these issues. And that's what, again, you see conservatives all across this country rejecting someone who they don't see a difference between this president. We can't be out there nominating someone who gives away the most important issues that conservatives care about in this election when it comes to the economy.
All right. Well, a lot of Republicans think, and so do the middle grounders, that we can't have somebody running who is a Neanderthal when it comes to women's issues. So that's probably what his vulnerability is. He doesn't seem to be too interested in that. At least you hear sometimes Romney and some of the others are acquiescing a little to they say waffling, and maybe that's what it is. What do you think? Is it waffling, or is it acquiescing, or just getting the message? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we continue focusing on the Sunday morning news programs and their shape-up, if you will, the results of where we are at the moment, who's moving ahead, who's stuck, and what the heck is going on, basically speaking, in the GOP political world. But that's where we are as we get started here, and this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compound and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
800-510-8255. We move back into the Sunday morning mode here. NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talking to a panel, including Bob Woodward and John Krakauer, about Romney's trouble getting support from some of the base.
The reality is that Mitt Romney is a weak frontrunner, and he can't put away what a lot of people think is a weak field. And you hear from Senator McCain his concerns about the accumulating toll on Romney as a candidate, on the party, by the time they get to the general election. What are you expecting the next week?
Well, it's not just the week. It's what the campaign's going to be about. There will be a Republican running against Obama. And Senator McCain said under the Supreme Court decision, all of the new 21st century robber barons, let's call them what they are, can put tens of millions of dollars into the campaign. It's negative, it's poison, it's venom. And we, NBC, the New York Times, Washington Post, the people in the media are going to be under, I think we're going to be tested to say, can we present a clear-eyed view of who the candidates are and not just have this negative atmosphere, I mean, that is I've never seen anything like it. And during the Nixon era, they had a slush fund of $700,000. Now the slush fund is probably going to be $100 million. My God, what they're going to do.
And John Krakauer, if you look at the president's job approval right now, he's hovering around a place where he'd like to hover and stay hovering, and that's 50% in terms of his own approval. Thank goodness you're outside the Beltway in Washington, out there in Boulder, Colorado. What's your view of how strong or how weak President Obama is at this point as you look at this Republican field?
I don't know how strong or weak he is, except the Republican field is in such disarray that he's got to be very happy.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs,
Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Later on, our handling of the operation in Afghanistan in the countdown, because that's something that's been a lot of focus on over the weekend as well. There ought to be, but we continue with our focus on politics and who's doing what in the Republican Party. Here from Fox, Brett Baier talked to a panel of political analysts about Newt Gingrich.
Do you sense that there is a Newt Gingrich end road someplace down the road?
It seems like he's just enjoying life, as he said, and he's enjoying running. But you got to believe at some point he runs out of money, and he's aware that this is really not ending for him in anything but a defeat, unless he is so burned up at the way Mitt Romney treated him earlier in the campaign that he's in it to just deny it to Romney.
Is it possible that more votes go away from Romney with him in the race than if he gets out of the race? In other words, some portion of Gingrich supporters would fall to Romney. And if he's still in the race, Romney doesn't get those votes.
Yeah, some percentage would go, of course, to Governor Romney. But I think Senator Thorne would win the bulk of them. And I think once we begin having winner-take-all primaries, which is April 3rd with Wisconsin and Maryland, but Wisconsin above all, where Senator Thorne would have a chance, I think it would be very helpful to him to have Gingrich out of the race. If you just got to assume that in Michigan and Ohio, where Senator Thorne lost by, 3 points and 1 point, if Gingrich hadn't been taking 12, 14, 15%, Senator Thorne would have had a better chance. Certainly the demographics, when you look at the county-by-county breakdown and the exit polls, the Gingrich voters look more like Senator Thorne voters. When you poll them, they're sort of 50-50. Right. So it's hard to tell how, in the real dynamic of a real campaign, I think Senator Thorne needs in April to be able to say, it's a one-on-one choice. Governor Romney has a distinguished record on his side of the party. I have a record here. Let's debate. And I think that's better for him. It would be better for him to get Gingrich out. And I personally think, whether he chooses to get out or not, I just think voters won't vote for someone at some point if he doesn't have some chance. In Mississippi and Alabama, the polls showed Gingrich ahead at one point. It wasn't crazy to go to the polls and think, okay, I could vote for Gingrich. I just think from now on, we'll see Gingrich's vote share declining, and I think that will help drive him out.
AB, we talk about the exit polls and the very conservative voters, but even on broad Republicans, Gallup had a poll this past week, 35% of Republicans say they're enthusiastic about Romney, 35%, compared to 2008, early February, 47% of Republicans, broad Republicans, were enthusiastic about John McCain. So is there an enthusiasm gap in Mitt Romney, or is it just because there's more people in this race?
No, Mitt Romney is having a terrible time winning the base of the party. That wasn't the case for
even
4 years ago when he was the
John
most,
McCain.
When he was John McCain had a really wonderful story and had an interesting coalition of these sort of good government anti-pork barrel spending people with veterans with so-called party moderates. Mitt Romney doesn't have an enthusiastic following. People are with him because they believe he's ultimately the best to beat the president. And a lot of voters in the exit polls say, I think he's the candidate who's most likely to beat President Obama, and they vote for somebody else. But what's interesting about Santorum and Gingrich is that Richard Land of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission said this week something interesting. He said, you know, I think that it's ultimately better for Romney if he has a one-on-one matchup with a real conservative like Santorum, because then if he wins, and he probably will, conservatives will feel like they have their shot, and they'll come home, and they'll be with him more enthusiastically at the grassroots level, helping get out the vote, etc. But at the same time, look at the social conservative establishment, if you will. They met a few months ago in Texas. There was some accusations of ballot stuffing after the Gingrich people went to the airport and called each other cheaters. They never got behind Rick Santorum to help them. Now they're trying to, and it's too late.
Too late. 800-510-8255. James, listening in California to the countdown.
My feeling is if this is the best the Republicans have to offer, then they should have an open convention. There's no clear front runner. There's no clear person that speaks to the American people. To myself, I'm a working bricklayer, and I'm a veteran. I come from a family of veterans. And if this is the best that they have to offer, then there should be an open convention.
All right. Guy sounds more like he's from Massachusetts than California. All right, sir. 800-510-8255. So what's coming up next? Some of the radio play over the weekend about the GOP situation and more of your calls at 800-510-8255. It's 28 after now on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Ryan Newman, driver of the number 39 Quicken Loan Chevy for Stuart Haas Racing. I've got a question for you. Want to be my boss? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of the Stuart Haas race team. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang with me, my other boss, Tony Stewart, and the whole crew. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
9,997. No, no.
Suppose Thomas Edison had given up.
9,998.
But his failures only led him to the next idea.
9,999.
Picture Times Square, dim, Las Vegas, dark, your home, black. Picture no electric light.
10,000. Come on, come on.
Optimism, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
An overview of what's happened in talk radio and talk television over the weekend. Certainly we can understand the presidential race on the Republican side being the focus, in case you did not hear, try that again, Doug, hear earlier. The situation over the weekend is as follows. Mitt Romney won in Puerto Rico, had 518 of the delegates. The total was 83% of the vote there. Winning over Santorum and Gingrich and Ron Paul. By the way, I think it's interesting. Ron Paul is trying to, he didn't have a caucus win. The campaign is trying to pick up stray delegates in various states around the country. Interesting strategy. Let's go to the world of radio. Political analyst Rich Galen here with radio host Joe Bartlett about the primary schedule for tomorrow in Illinois.
Tuesday, of course, is the big Illinois matchup, and this will be an interesting one. What we're watching, Joe, for this one on Tuesday is to see whether or not the Romney plan, put aside Mississippi and Alabama, but the Romney theory is that he can run up big enough scores in the major cities and the suburbs of the major cities in a state like Illinois to offset what Santorum will find as his strength in what they call in Illinois, downstate Illinois, the non-Chicago, non-Peoria, those areas, which are not nearly as moderate among Republicans. And we'll see if it works. I mean, even last week, I mean, when, we all sort of convinced ourselves that Romney was going to win Mississippi, and when he didn't, we declared, it a disappointment. But the fact is, if you look at the delegates gained over the weekend because of Hawaii and I think Guam or American Samoa, I forget, last Tuesday, I mean, Romney actually increased his delegate lead over Santorum. So it was not a bad day because, it's a calculus. The time keeps running shorter and shorter for Santorum to catch up.
Right. Well, I mean, mathematically, yeah, he made out well last week. Image-wise and for the PR aspect, I mean, he suffered a hit. But
oh, yeah, correct. Yeah,
I mean, but he's just kind of brushing it off. He doesn't even acknowledge it, really.
No, because he doesn't have to. I mean, it's again, if they've decided this is a numbers game, as Obama did last cycle against Hillary Clinton. I mean, he just kept plowing ahead. What happened 4 years ago, and we've talked about this before, is that Mrs. Clinton went about 0-4 February. She won Nevada, but that was it. And because of the proportionality rules, which many states on the Republican side have adopted for this year, she could never win a state big enough. She needed to win one state like 70-30 to be able to catch up for what she lost in February, and she could never quite do that. And I think that's what Santorum may be kind of staring down the barrel of.
Well, at some point, we're going to have to put this animosity and this conservative distrust behind us, right?
Yes, but that'll happen, I think, after, you know, once it becomes clear that there's not enough delegates left for the taking for either Santorum or Santorum/Gingrich to stop Romney.
Your call's coming up in a few moments. You can get in the queue at 800-510-8255. A few more talk radio hosts with their song and dance. Maybe interesting, just as an aside, the president and, the presumed candidate, Mitt Romney, sparring over gasoline prices. Romney suggested Obama fire his gas hike trio. That's the Energy Secretary Chu, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lisa Jackson, and Interior Secretary Salazar. And then Obama took a shot back at Romney, suggesting that he raised the gasoline taxes when he was governor of Massachusetts. All right, so there it is in the mix. Let's go to Bob Kerr talking on his program to James Homan from Politico.com about the Republicans.
Is there a plausible scenario under which Mitt Romney can be denied enough convention delegates before the Republicans gather in Tampa this summer?
It's plausible, Bob, but probably unlikely. At this point, it probably is being overhyped by the media looking for a good story.
You talk about it being a good media story. Rick Santorum's campaign talks about an actual floor fight at the convention. Newt Gingrich talks about staying in, forcing what he calls a conversation in the party after the primaries on how to proceed.
Rick Santorum is talking about denying Romney the nomination, not winning the nomination outright, because the math is such that Rick Santorum is not realistically going to be able to go into Tampa with the delegates he needs. So his whole strategy is trying to prevent Romney from getting to 1,144 delegates.
If Rick Santorum has any chance to deny Mitt Romney enough delegates, is it better for Newt Gingrich to stay in the fight or for Santorum to go one-on-one with Romney?
It doesn't really matter if Gingrich is in the race or not. If you want to actually have Santorum win, Gingrich should probably get out. If Santorum had a clear shot at Romney, he would probably be in a better position, but that wouldn't necessarily mean he could win. The Gingrich voters break, not necessarily entirely, to Santorum.
What about Mitt Romney, who says if this goes all the way to the convention, Republicans would be signaling their doom, he says, in a contest with President Obama. He says, can you think of a better gift to Barack Obama? Is Romney right?
Not necessarily, although it would unquestionably be hurtful. The Romney strategy is to scare the Republican establishment and borderline conservatives to get behind him. If he can convince people that not rallying behind him is going to create a debacle, then that's successful. And he's definitely overstating the extent to which that's true.
800-510-8255, Bob Kerr and James Homan from Politico.com there. Here's radio host Esme Murphy talking to another analyst. This guy's name is Dave Schultz about what it would take for Santorum to get the nomination.
There's still, obviously, the election going strong, the candidates slugging it out, they're all getting a lot of publicity. But when it comes to math, it looks like math still matters.
Math matters at this point tremendously. You know, my best calculations is that Mitt Romney, if he were, has so far has won about 54-55% of all the delegates. And if he were to just win 50% of the remaining delegates, he would be able to clinch the nomination in June, but he'd be able to do it in terms of getting the 1,144. On the other hand, for Rick Santorum to be able to win the nomination, he would have to win about about 68 to 69. I think I calculated about 68 or 69% of the remaining delegates. Because right now he's won about one third of them, and so he would have to basically double his output in terms of winning in the next, you know, in the next 2.5-3 months. And
Let me throw out a scenario that possibly, just possibly, maybe not, but possibly could actually achieve that. Newt Gingrich drops out.
If Newt Gingrich drops out, it helps somewhat, because as we saw this week in Alabama and Mississippi, if you can call them the conservatives, you know, the conservative wing of the party, Santorum and Gingrich won about 60% of the vote, compared, you know, 65% of the vote, you know, compared to, you know, Mitt Romney, who picked up about 30% or so. Now, not all of Newt Gingrich's votes would translate over to Santorum. Some would go over to Mitt Romney. But the one scenario is that if Gingrich were to leave
immediately,
it would help quite a bit. Now, that still would require, you know, that going forward, Santorum would still have to win, you know, that's, you know, what, 68% or something like that going forward. But it certainly increases, you know, his chances of doing it. But on the other hand, there's another possible scenario here too, which is the fact that, and I think this is what Newt Gingrich is hoping for, we should talk about him for a second here, is that basically nobody gets the 1,144 delegates necessary to win the nomination on the first round, and therefore it goes to, you know, the brokered convention where almost anything is possible. And so I think this is the strategy that Rick Santorum has to hope for as a more likely scenario right now, is that they can prevent Mitt Romney from getting the 1144, and that would be the best chance of then taking it to the convention and saying that I'm the strong, you know, I'm Rick Santorum, I'm the strongest of the candidates, and therefore I should get it. And so that, I think, becomes the more likely scenario, because the math is just going to be very, very difficult going forward.
800-510-8255. So down to the bottom line, your thoughts about Rick Santorum, your state, how things are going with Mitt Romney from your point of view. Illinois up on Tuesday. Is it a test for Romney choosing Republicans of a moderate brand, and not necessarily what's been happening recently, at least in the Republican Party in Illinois? But it'll be interesting to see how this shapes up, given the symbolism of President Obama and him being from Illinois, et cetera, et cetera. That's going to be in the backdrop. Your call's up next here on The Countdown.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, it's freezing back here. Ugh.
Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
L-A-M-E! You got such an old TV, it's lame! So lame!
During the Ultimate Hoops experience at Sears, it's easy to score a great HDTV, and it's fast. Just buy online at sears.com/hoops and pick up in-store the same day. Right now, get a 55-inch 1080p TV for only $588.
Buy online, pick up today, there's really just no easier way, so fast! So fast.
TV regular price, $699.99. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 24, 2012.
You heard him!
800-510-8255. All right, let's get to some of your calls as time allows. A few other bits and pieces from the national scene, the focus on the GOP. Here's Jay in New Mexico with some concerns about Rick Santorum.
I'm very concerned. I'll tell you the truth. I am concerned for my freedom of religion, first of all. I'm less familiar with Mitt Romney's ideas, but I was just listening to Rick Santorum just a little while ago, and he scares me. I mean, I'm really afraid for my freedom of religion. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that I want to know where he wants to cut. He's talking about cutting entitlements. Is my Social Security, I mean, does he consider that an entitlement that he would have, that he would cut?
Interesting. Sir, other than my suggestion, you get a new cell phone. I was watching Walter William be interviewed on C-SPAN over the weekend with his thoughts about Social Security as a brief aside from the conversation, although this would be a great conversation to have actually among those who are running for the presidency. William says it's a grab of money from people who are not wealthy to give to people who are, because most people over the age of 65 have the most amount of money that they'll have during their lives. And many very wealthy people are on Social Security. They don't need it. And people who are not making a lot of money have paid into Social Security all through their lives. It's all being spread out equally, or evenly, fairly evenly. I thought that was an interesting comment, frankly. Let's get to an interesting comment from Frank in New Jersey now.
I am a Democrat. I've been a Democrat for 55 years. I'm 78 years old, but the most important thing that really amazes me, I love to see a open convention, because it's up to me. That is just like a dog. It's almost like a three-ring circus. Number one, none of them have talked about the minimum wage being raised. They're actually afraid of the union. Why are they afraid of the union? And to me, that's exactly what this is all about. It's nothing but a three-ring circus.
So there isn't going to be an increase in the minimum wage in this economy. Joan in Florida, what do you think?
I am calling because I've seen presidents come and go. I've seen elected officials come and go. And there's some I've been proud of. But as an independent in Florida, I'm having a problem because the primary is closed. Unless you are Republican, you can't vote. And I, as a taxpaying official, would like very much to be able to count my vote. Now, I'm not saying I would vote a Republican in, or a Democrat in, or an independent in based on party lines. I would possibly vote them in on what they are promising us, and hopefully somebody that would honor their promises.
Mary, you're no fan of Mitt Romney, right?
Right now, within the Republican Party, we've got two warring factions. We've got the conservative base, consisting of conservatives, evangelicals, the Bible Belt, and the Tea Partiers. On the other hand, you've got the establishment. Rick Santorum is the only true conservative in this race. Romney is the establishment candidate. If you believe in the Constitution and the freedoms our founding fathers gave us, we need to go with Rick Santorum, because with Romney, it's going to be business as usual in Washington. I am very sick and tired of having the Republican Party leaders pick my candidate for me. I want to be able to choose whom I want, and my man is Rick Santorum.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Kind of a wild weekend in areas around the world where we may or may not be the most popular people around. In Yemen, a teacher was killed. Bombings in Syria and Afghanistan, of course, continues to be in the front and center position. More details emerging over the weekend about the soldier accused of killing the 16 civilians last week, identified as Robert Bales, an 11-year military veteran. Here from CNN, Candy Crowley talked to Afghanistan's ambassador to the United States.
The New York Times had a story in which they kind of synthesized everything that has been said by President Karzai over the past couple of days in response to the Quran burnings. And they said, the Americans in Afghanistan are demons, a direct quote. They claim they burned Qurans by mistake, but really those were satanic acts that will never be forgiven by apologies. The massacre of 16 Afghan children, women, and men by an American soldier was, quote, not the first incident. Indeed, it was the 100th, the 200th, and the 500th incident. You know that I know many Afghans have died, and these civilians, this is heartbreaking, what happened. But Americans have died as well, I think with very good intentions. And so we are looking at over 2,500 coalition deaths over the course of 10 years. The U.S. at the end of this year, about $550 billion. Can you see how Americans would read this morning and think, they don't even like us, why are we there?
Well, of course, these recent very tragic incidents, especially these massacre of 16 civilians that killed and also burning of Quran, those are very tragic incidents. But meanwhile, we do understand the sacrifices that our allies, especially our main allies, United States, that they have suffered quite a lot. Those men in uniform and women in uniform, those are the things that we are grateful and we are appreciating that. But let's not forget the bigger picture. We are an ally in war against terror, and we are an ally to make Afghanistan a safe place that not allow terrorist groups to use Afghanistan as a base to threat the security of other countries from there. So having said that, we have a strategic partnership, and now we are working on another partnership for the to define our relationship for the years to come. So this is the bigger picture. We should not forget that. But down the road, it's a bumpy road.
All right, so there's the Afghanistani ambassador. Here's radio host Nathan Hagler talking to David Alperin about recent comments from the Afghani president calling our troops demons.
Well, the shootings, the burning of the Quran, it's getting harder to convince people over there that we're the good guys, David. And how does this play into our withdrawal?
Because it's getting harder to convince people over here that people over there think we're the good guys. Exactly to that point. If after more than 10 years, we're still finding our allies there are shooting us, and we're putting such strain on our forces that somebody cracks and goes out in the middle of the night and does something like this, it's quite unsettling to both sides of the equation. And clearly the Afghan outrage about this is going to make it more difficult to complete the mission on the terms that the administration had set out. Hamid Karzai, the president there, wants U.S. forces kept at the big bases, not in the little villages where the plan was for smaller teams of American and coalition troops to work, training and supporting the Afghan soldiers. They're afraid of us, and increasingly with incidents in this past year, we're concerned that their people have become so outraged because of accidents, because of Taliban infiltration, that they may be a danger to us. It's a very unsettled situation, and although the administration says publicly it will not have any effect on their timetable, we've seen reports during the week that certainly they're thinking about what they need to do to compensate for this and work around the new atmosphere there.
Karzai is even equating the U.S. with the Taliban, saying both of them are demons.
Well, you know, every time a missile goes wrong, every time an accident happens, every time Korans are thoughtlessly burned or something like this happens, the sensitivity is there, and it's just a very difficult situation. This is a record length for a war, for an occupation, for the presence of foreign troops like this, and it's just, there doesn't seem to be a very happy ending. The American goal keeps sort of receding in terms of what we're willing to accept on our way out.
All right, so this fellow, the soldier, Bales, he has had lots of trouble in his life, especially the last 10 or 12 years. My question is, when you look at this, what the heck is this guy still doing in the Army? Food for thought as we wrap up this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.